A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the introduction of bond notes by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-138-60 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the central bank to ease the cash crisis by introducing bond notes.
The new currency called bond notes is pegged at par with the US dollar and is backed by a $200 million bond facility with the African Export and Import Bank, according to the central bank.
In a press statement, the Reserve Bank said, and I quote, in line with the bank thrust to promote a lesser cash society through the use of plastic money, withdrawal limits of bond notes have been set at a maximum of $50 a day and a maximum of $150 per week. This measure is in tandem with the objective of the bank to release bond notes into the market on a measured basis, which is critical to mitigate against abuse of bond notes. That is the statement from the central bank. But the question tonight is, will Zimbabweans accept the bond notes, Gibbs?
Now, to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for a point.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tilauti tinge tishitaura nezwe kuparurwa kwema bond notes ne banga guru renyika re Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Atanga kutendera yo munchimbo dzakawanda nasi. Tudakunzwa kuti kwa muri ashika erema bond notes uye ari kutambirwa ere muzvitoro nekuti mangwanani panenge pangomboita makunga kunga yekuti zvimwe zvitoro zvanga zvichimboramba kutambira uye tanga tichinzwawo kuti pane vamwe vemagaraji vanga vachi pane mitengo yakasiyana pakuti kana uine US dollar kana kuti uine mabond notes icho kwade here. Tuda kuti mufone munge muchitaura nesu kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yemabond notes Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke blessing zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona thina lapha hayi siyaphila sibilo kuzwayo. Yeah, lamhla sikhuluma ngodaba oqhakathekileyo kakhulu olwa mabond notes. Amabond notes lawa aqhasa ukusetshenziswa lamhlanje ebesizwile phambilini ukuthi kuzayenziwa lokho kuthiwa ngama-outreach programs. Abantu bafundise ukuthi ibond note lime kanje kanje kanje. Kodwa okuningi lokhu akusayenziwanga. Sizwa kuthiwa kwenziwa okunye amaswingo lapho abantu kade ngazani bafuna ukujova khona isibhakela. Abantu bebuza ukuthi kathi khonokho kuvele kuyini. So Zulu asixoxeni sizweni ukuthi kuyini khonokho.
Wongu, pa Facebook nepa WhatsApp vanhu vanga vachitumidzira pa message nemashoko ekuti tivafonere. Tomboverenga dzimwe kuna mukoma mugove majaja vati apa ndanaiwa ndichibva kubasa yatosvibisa trouser rangu nepaint anenge ari kuti
yaperipend
pend yacho inenge yekuti ukanaiwa inobvisika aminoti ichokwadi here. Mumweyewo achitiwo maiwana kupi mukoma tendaizinyama says if we have come to a period where the US dollar is an issue and is now in short supply, why can't we embrace the rand until such a time when it is feasible to have our own currency? Otherwise, disaster beckons by the corner. Hashtag apa tabata bond manj, tabondera manj. Hanzi hashtag apa tabondera manj. Ma hashtag atang. shelter, Katsandi says, nothing wrong with them, according to my own opinion. The problem is how people are going to react in business. It's quite good to use it since it is our own currency. Zimbabweans must adopt bond notes. Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, and others, to mention just a few countries, some of the countries that use their own currencies. So why not us? Interesting, from shelter there. And then we have Cabo. Ngameni, who says, Mugabe thinks he's fighting Europeans and Americans. His own people are suffering, not Europeans or Americans. How can you exchange a pula or a rand with a printed paper? He is killing, starving, and fooling innocent people. A bond note can't have the value of a rand because it's not money, but a check. And then we also have William Chidzira. Not here. Inonzi agro-based economy. Inonzi agro-based economy. As long as agriculture is still fire, ati kwanise kunge tichigadzirisa nyadzezve upfumi. Gibbs, those are some of the comments from people there. I think we have our first guest before we read more of these very interesting messages. I think we have Professor Chivije, who is an economist and also a banker. Professor Chivije, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How is America?
America is fine, but it's getting a bit chilly.
Okay.
Yes, and how is Harare?
Harare is, there is drizzle today. Yeah, there is some rain, and I think people are now preparing for farming. I think the situation is quite welcome.
That is good news indeed. But of course, the talk of the town are the bond notes. Ndambona pa WhatsApp anzi mwanga nyora tsamba anga achifunza mwe kuti ko bond note ratanga kushanda here. Zvikanzi na pindura ko ra achibotsvaga basa here. Now, Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, before going to Mr. Professor Chibije, let me introduce another guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Spindi, who is a Bulawayo resident. Mr. Spindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Dix, and thanks for allowing me to be part of this discussion.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Professor Chibije. Give us your take on the bond notes.
Yeah, the bond notes is a desperate measure by the government to try and contain the liquidity crisis, which is happening in the country. But that is not the problem, per se. The problem is actually the economic problems of the country, Zimbabwe. The dwindling industrial capacity in terms of production, lack of export capacity, and the general mismanagement of the economy. Actually, the shortage of cash, per se, is a symptom of the economic quagmire that the country is in. And the attempt by Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to try and introduce the bond notes, well, it's simply a temporary measure that is definitely going to fail, because that bond note is going to have an exchange rate. And that exchange rate will see people with time refusing rather to accept that bond note. That will be very, very quick, because Zimbabwe is entirely dependent on imports for its consumption. And because of that, the supply of the U.S. dollar is going to decrease further as people use it to buy the imports. And then people will be relying more and more on the bond note. And with the exchange rate that will be there, you'll find that inflation will creep in, and that will mark more problems of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Professor Chivije, to stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Spindi in Bulawayo. Mr. Spindi, what is the situation like in Bulawayo? Has the bond not been accepted by Bulawayo residents?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the bond notice is not being accepted by the residents of Bulawayo. What we noted today is that we understand that the bond notice is in circulation. But what was really clear to everyone is that when you go to the banks today, the withdrawal limit has gone down. For instance, if I'm not saying that we're giving out 50 US dollar notes, today they have gone down to about $20. And again, what we're also seeing on the market, to agree with the gentleman who was just speaking right now is that you hardly find $100 notes on the market these days and $50 notes. That is a clear sign to show that in the near future, we'll soon run out of these US dollars. And what that means is that people will fail to go and order import goods into the country. And what that means is obviously going to fuel inflation. And it's a question, it's a matter of time that as we move on, we'll find ourselves in the situation that we were long back. And the bottom line is the government, the challenge that says that they are busy dealing with symptoms of the old situation. And they need to deal with the economy, try and encourage the means of production, and they produce. But they're trying to chase up the symptoms, and they won't win it. That's the bottom line. But the bottom line is that the bond notes are not being accepted. People don't need them, but the government is forcing those bond notes on people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Mm-hmm. It appears it's the optimistic world, the pessimistic, rather, world of Mr. Sibindi and Professor Chivije there. Gibbs, regatidzo kere kuna Professor Chivije. Asika Professor Chivije, wanaruguti hakuna mari. Nekudaro, hapana zvimwezve kuita kunze kungotambira mabond notes aya. Pane kuti vapedze mazuva matatu, vakarara mutsetse, vachimirira mari kumabhanga. Poitwa sei?
She knows the Marie blessing. Ukashanda says a white is a zozo. Then Ulo Fanda to Uwane Mari. Mari Ingo printing from anywhere, your biodini, Yongo Isiwa. In the Fanda Kitwa end. Because Ripon of the Guti Urumende Kudara, Yaka Isua Aizima treasure bills, Namama called the aisle. He ain't one Marianga in Apple, Ungoti Vakuti, reserve the Gitai Aratijes Kuma Bengi. Muchi badira lativo sevens asi yaingori RTGS siri back to that car yanga isina kusupportwa nemari chayo chayo saka zvakaitika nezvekuti zvinova masivu sevens nevamwe vese vakawana mari yai vachibva vazoenda ku bank kundotora mari chayo chayo asi yanga isiri back to nemari chayo chayo ndo pakabva patanga dambudziko ipapo ipapo saka kuya kunoita mabond notes hapana zvanobatsira nokuti imari isina kusupportwa nemagoods akaproduciwa saka hazvina zvazvinobatsira dambudziko tinongoramba tindaro munyika.
Tinotenda zvikuru Professor Chivije, rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Regai tiende kuVictoria Falls. Gibbs,
slow munumzana ke ufine baba fine kunjani?
Yebo baba Gibbs, ninjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu, kunjani Follows?
I follow the way right, right, but in the point notes.
Yes,
so you for sure, and I bamba, I better check there.
Injan, no bamba, Pumipenda.
Ya Pumipenda, Veluva, look at the Kruma Kalalo, so who Krumming Kunis, look at the embodied message, though. How Krumming Kunis. I paint a veil, this guy is very, the playing with people, veil, Angwa, Lutwa inside, yes. Hayi, iphepha, iphepha yalazi.
Ibond, ibond isibili ibond paper.
Ibond paper sibili, hayi ibond, lokho ukuthi ungafaka emanzini anti, uyakwazi ukuthi uyayiluza vele $2 yangkhona vele. It's not money that one.
So nxa use emagrosa, nxa use emagrosa baba fine, ungana twali izulu ungakafika emagrosa. Uyafika uthenga ngani?
I would think that Ludo, because in Dara, you know, US dollar, and when I watch the air trousers, and I pull me color. We are going to fake it in the panel you home and it's mine. And but that one is a paper. I paper the lani le pi. I paper. I paper the lani. I perache. I am going to is in Babu. I committed since lani. Yes.
Well, why seven? Why seven?
Ni te te banking kuruma so namuza.
Bago ni gemali. Bago ni gemali.
But ni ge 5 point. In ama $2 and. Awe 50 points and the lama US awe 50 points.
So wako ni kama 5 kumama $2?
Amanye half, 50-50.
Oh, okay, so awe break it down. Ama points unige ingagi?
Ama points. Niwe niwe ama $2. Ama $2. And then ama...
Awe 25, amounted to $25.
Yeah, $25.
Then?
And then I'm a US, but I'm a 50, but I'm a 50 US dollar, 50. I'm a 20 down to 10. So, ngubaba lo yazi vele igovernment ethi ikho ngikhuluma that day uthi mele iphumele igovernment le because it's doing vele angazi bayenzani yazi kathesi sebeqazile ukureda sikhuluma so kathesi $2 is 1 is to 3 and then $5 is 1 is to 7 and then xa ufuna i-100 pound xa ubuya le 100 pound wawunika $70 in US dollar so urate vele sokuqalisile ukurethwa vele akwazi ukuthena uthi no rate but ngapha kuyarethwa angikwazi ukuthi
oreta njalo mbani
ngabantu so vele into le abayenzile vele is terrible phambili mdala because sizabona ukudla kuzashota into enzakalayo because you are not manufacturing in Zimbabwe
yeah.
You are not manufacturing and sizabona izinto if you were short and ukudla siza slower down ukushota kushota kufika phambili and because kathi sizinxa sizwa thi South Africa ifuna cash up front and so bona bazahamba yini nama points yini kumbe bazahamba nama US abathi bona abana ama US dollar and angazi ukuze yahamba nje kodwa ngapha bathi bona balayo ifuwe but already vele ngapha ifuwe lisishota baba ingandebo ifuwe lisishota vela so ngingahamba wathi kathi ta akula ifuwe andiyabo so angazi ukuthi bona bathi thwa hey ifuwe hey ukubuya kwebonda kusoze kuchitha ifuwe iziphe ifuwe but kathi already vele sokuqazela ukushota
andiyabo umbuzo ocina
fika 6 months
umbuzo ocina lapha utesu la ibonde le uthengene
Angithengisinkwa I think ngile lo ngithengisinkwa lo khakho
bese bekuyimali
isinkwa is 90 cents and then ilo is 90 cents
oh vela kutshintsha ngoku
20
akutshintsha
eh but nxa ufuna ukutshintsha maybe ufuna ama US that iyachaya I rate
hayi kwazwala kakhulu ke nomzana fine kuna ngapho e follows sathi sikutinda tindi kwezethu busithumezele impicture kona ngapho
Alright.
Ngiyambonga kakhulu fine.
Alright.
Yeah, that was Mr. Fine Victoria Falls. He says he was given some bond notes today. The $2 bond notes worth about $25 and then another batch was $50. So he went to the bank and he was given that kind of money. So then he says what is surprising is that people have already pegged the money on certain terms, you know. Like if you've got 100 bonds You know, these people that change money in the streets, they give you $70. So right now, things have just turned, you know, upside down. So the government was thinking that it was going to be one-on-one. So if you've got two bonds, they are saying it's 1-3 in terms of the rate. So which means it's just something else, man.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Regati ende kune mwe mterera ku South Africa. Ndivamurira makadi vano ndivamuriri. Vamuriri makadi henyu. Hai wa isiri nani.
Koma dressing nyi ya dzikiti ka muzimbabwe. Takaoma.
Mhm.
Vanoimprovisa ma bond papers. Imo iyo madora ati amuna.
Mhm.
Vakaofiwa ne South Africa kuti kupa imarandi, mushandisa marandi vari kutamba. Iri wei yekuda kutsha vanhu mari.
Mhm. Amarandi kamukoma vamuriri haangopiwi kama munofanira kutojoina kana kuti Rand market hasi yekuita kunge muri kuenda kunotsvaga henyu mazhanjeka
tinopanzwisisa mukoma but hurumende ngaizova zvechii wakambopirinda kuti mari dzedu aizowana tikanyudzwa mari dzedu kumabhengi ini ndinofunga mari yangu yakatowa mubhengana nomatirioni mangani asi handina chona kawana iye zvinoziva kuizvedisa kuti mabond papers wachatora mabond papers wodzadza wazvia Wotanga kutendesa nebreak market vachiwo vachitora ma US dollars vachipa vana vavo vari kuzvikoro saka munoona kuti nyika haifanhi kuva inoshandisa chisimba suppose yekuti vanhu ndo vanofanira kuva vaine zvido zvavo kuti hapipi isoda aiiwo nenyaya yekuti vari kushandisa demo ukangotaura tinoona uchitorwa naperukokutokudze usiku vatoenda zvachose chisimba chisina kunaka Mabondi papers are even one of them. So, one order says you knew what you ordered. I'm around to the Africa. My containers are no Yakuana, Japan, the UK, the Bakuti, Anopa, the Anima, US dollars. One hour and a cookie that took up to 2007. That is a human being to the Makafenda, South Africa, you know, the reporter who's around the thing like you. kuda maranzi kuda maiswe kuwa ne forest kuda joka buti kuu rumende ngai zilani kana yata jamu tonga ngai tazee kana ni mko ma breaking mno kuna wengine tonga ni mika tonga sinani kana watu anuachu bi kesho jamu tonga ngai anaru kuzita timu kwa mama kwa na kumarudewa kwa kuna mtu honga kwa na mtau ni maji na fresh jamu jamu mara ra ya jamu kwa wangu tenge sana chungu yano bawa mtu kwa anaru kubakusi ni maji anje kwa anji chungu ti kore ra ika wia mo alari mo ya mo ya mo no kara mundi ajua kunda kuti mabani pepe kutoa nchi nchi dote kama mbele kwa zaidi ya zepu yoku ni dawa kupitia kibombari nchete hina hae kore la babeti kita
ai watu
watu sote si urumene kwa njiro wani ndopinga maari tawai na zomu mbamao mta jipeta kupamu harato zino kwa kwa mjare munu wani wano jaja zimbane maari wachiko chora maari wachitengeta mzimba ajinika ina maari
ai watu notenda zukuru vamuriri
natenda amgo mabresi
tinotenda zukuru Gibbs you had there from Mr. Muriri is talking about several issues, including corruption. He's saying most of these officials who are introducing these anti-poor policies are actually very corrupt individuals. And he says Zimbabwe is going back to 2008 when the then governor, Gideon Gono, introduced the so-called Beira checks and people lost their savings. He's saying that, you know, it appears Zimbabwe is repeating the same mistake, and he's saying that these policies by the government have led to the suffering of the majority of the people, and he's afraid that if there's a disease outbreak in Zimbabwe, such as cholera has happened around 2008-12, he says many people will lose their lives. That's his fear.
Yes, I was calling it a blessing. Yes, yes, we're going to spend, Baba Spindi. Nga ukwasebenzisa yini i-bond notes lezi njalo nga usebenzisile ubone njani khona ngale ebantwini njalo sipotelene sebebuyele yini esitaladini ngamafitshane nje point cup cup ukhona ecingweni Baba Sibindi
Well, I might have lost him, but we are being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Busisa Moyo, the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, CZI. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Of course, bond notes have been introduced today. How are you receiving them as business?
Well, we are seeing small amounts coming at our factory shop today. We had about $30 in bond notes that appeared ready to purchase goods at our factory shop.
And there are these reports that...
No reports of significant amounts pitching up. We are still seeing more dollars, more rands than bond notes in terms of circulation.
Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Moyo, it seems as if when the government mooted this idea, they said it was designed for promoting exports. Are you going to see any promotion of that at all?
Well, the bond notes are being issued as a 5% incentive on exports. So if somebody exports 100,000 worth of goods, you receive 5%, which is the incentive. Of course, for manufacturing, that is very small. We would have wanted a more significant incentive, but it's a starting point. I think you are aware that Zimbabwe is 45 to 55% more expensive than its regional peers. And so, we have weak currencies around us, weakening currencies around us in the form of the rand, the kwacha. So that renders us uncompetitive. Well, the export sector definitely requires incentives.
So we can safely say, as business, you are embracing the use of bond notes. What are the advantages?
I think let's separate the issues. We are welcoming the incentive because it's going to help from a costing point of view. It will allow exporters to be at least 5% more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that incentive was coming in the form of dollars or coming in the form of rand is a secondary issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second issue, which is to do with the bond note, is one of a liquidity problem where customers are unable at the moment or were unable to purchase goods in the shops because there was no liquidity. They were spending days in the queue trying to get money to then go and buy goods. So that's the second problem that government had to solve. The first one is to do with uncompetitiveness of the export sector. The second one is to do with liquidity, the ability of the trading publics to get their hands on a medium of exchange. That was the second problem. So those are two separate, they've been combined in the way that they've been introduced, but we look at them as two separate issues.
Mm-hmm. But you would say this will benefit Zimbabwe if we look at the incentive and also the trying to solve the liquidity crunch.
The incentive, absolutely, because exporters are uncompetitive.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is giving incentives to their exporters to export into Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some sort of counter. So we needed an incentive. As I said to you earlier, 5% is very small when you're up against 45%.
Mm-hmm.
We need incentives realistically of 15 to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
To be export competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still looking for a better incentive on that. But we welcome 5% is better than zero.
Mm-hmm.
There are some companies that at 5% for certain products, they're able to export them more competitively.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mrs. Deborah Mukasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mrs. Mukasa, welcome to the program.
Welcome. How are you, sir?
Hi, Spilile. Kunjani konapho ko Bulawayo?
Hi, ko Bulawayo ku right isibona ukuphithizela kwamabondi nosi la asengenile.
Mhm.
Ngathi ka kedaka ukuthi ahamba njani ebantwini.
Mhm. Wena uboneni kodwa akusitshele nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubone lokhu.
Okay, ngamafutshane into enginanzeleleyo, one ebondimali zangikhona emabhenki ziphuzile ukungena, abantu bathome belayinile, zifuna sezingenile, bahle sabona ukutshintsha kwezinto like emagarajini, bahle batshintsha ama-tax abo, sekusithi i-US dollar selisiba i-dollar 31 for i-petrol, nge-bond yabo sithenga nge-dollar 46. Bese sizivuza ukuthi kathi njengoba nakwathiwa lizaba yi-1-to-1 so leyi 15 cents i-15 bond whatever sebeyifakile isivela na.
So vele kusabalele kanganani khonokho?
Amagaraji angathi emaningi ahle atshintsha ama-prizes lazi lezitolo ezinye like njengabobhata o-okay even lo choppies ebevele esale ukuthi iyamukela ibond lokhuzeni ibond money ekuseni kulabade sebenabo. So abantu bebesehluleka even ukushopa around.
Pho-ke ekuthengiseleni ngale-ke kumenjani? Ekuthengiseni impahla ngale kuhamba njani?
Ekuthengiseni impahla abantu kade bengakangeni kangako, but bathena sebebona izitolo lamagaraji sebengathi sebekhuphula iprice. Bese bengathi sebesala bethi ngoba sabakakwazi ngoba lokuthi kade sebetshintshe i-price zabo bengakakwazi ukuthi vele i-rate yangkhona ihamba njani kuyahluka. So abantu kade bengakangeni esathe ekuthengi ekuthengeni.
So kulo buzima sibili,
ubunzima bukhona sibili ngoba even lokuthi like amavendors athe sithi kasika chasiselwa ukuthi ihamba njani kusamelele laba ama teams ezibuyayo from i-government le-RBZ ezizokhuluma and ama-dates angikhona is like kobulawayo wabuya mhlaka 1 and 2 December but ngapha selihlela angena ukuthi bazokonsulta njani abantu vele bona seziphiwe wonke i-table imali yangkhona so kusho ukuthi kakusezokube loncedo le-consultation yabo abazayenza ngoba sebethe bayikhipha imali prior bengakaconsult.
Yes, I was a colleague, Ubambe Konapunga Kachana, so that is Deborah Mukasa. She belongs to the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. All what she's saying, Blessing, is that so many people were queuing to get money in the banks today, and some managed to get the bond notes. And so, but at the end of the day, she noticed that certain garages were adjusting prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, petrol, you'd get it for $1.31, and then using the bond, $1.46.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. Then in some shops, like she mentioned the names, she says that managers were refusing to take the money because they didn't know what to do and went on to say that vendors are totally confused. They don't even know what to do now because they don't know how to adjust their prices and so they're waiting for the government to explain, you know, what is going on. And that consultation process is going to be there between the 1st and 2nd of December in Bulawayo. So she says they're waiting for that, but the problem is, they put the horse before the cart, you know. See what's happening? So they're saying you can't introduce the bond notes and then you consult people. She says, what type of process is that? So let's take two people now. Slumpofu, Isaac, who is in South Africa, Bambofu, Kunjani?
Hey, two in that.
I'm Pilly, Kunjani, when? We have one. So, Nangama Pond, Nangama Pond, Imnunzan, who was Zulama Pond?
I'm not Zulu, but I can underscore Bond.
So, seeing as you one pond, how many rand? How is
it? I'm crazy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say everything to the Nagaza, Bantamati to foot of my Zulu Sela, the corruption in the slum. We are born by final, we same Kulu have in a law. So I will put in a link to my Zella and the Funa, you Tavan, the medicine I need and Chambe. Over 3 months, born with you, Hamban, and over in the Funaka, a Vella do. You would lose and lose a little Maliago. But again, Novania was in the one who's alone to define Ukrumilo and Lebing, who would develop a bay and would. 1 to 3. You have only Mama Fela, American dollar. Abantu base kaya ngoba bagcile corruption bagcile ubusela vele bazoroda abantu abayiphethe ukuthi no mina ngiphethe le mali inenge ngoba abantu babebhekilela ukuthi ngoba kuliphepha siyakubona lathi lapha emafonini abafaka bo-WhatsApp ukuthi hayi khona kuyiphepha.
Bathini ekhaya kodwa nxa ukhuluma lawo?
Yes.
Bathini ekhaya nxa ukhuluma lawo mprofeti?
But kukhona abantu abambembathimezeve ingolo ehlanu odlili bathi namhlanje bathi beyodonsa bakukhipha khonoko kwinto kodwa bathi kusaphuma kungama-2 bond akukabi le-5 bond kuya phezulu bakhipha ama-2.
So kuyathululeka kuphouthi ugejegeje nje ngizothiwa kuphuma le pendi abakutshelanga khonoko.
Something which changed the name, a
car would be who says the pillow and his teaser. What do you have? You show a
shas, which I'm not good. So I'm not the one of and I'm the one of the one and the one of 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 the one sesengu-8 so sisakhuluma ngento abantu abangakabiyazi ukuthi vele yini nabe ngemva kwe-2 months sikokhuluma ngayo abantu bonke mhlawumbe umhlaba wonke jikelele usukwazi ukuthi uphethe imali ngempela or uphethe ithishu yokuthi bantu bangene nje etoilet uyaxolisa ukhuluma kanjalo
ye hayi utshala mnandi kakhulu ke mpofu othi siza ukuthi undebela uthini kunangale cartpark otherwise utshayela mzalo
ya hayi okay hayi la mbe ngiyakhela ngoba thina sikayibona lathi sisayilindile lapho ekhona sibona ukuthi iyokuya njani ngokomalayithi
empofu baba sibongile kakhulu mpofini
dube
yebo
bye
bye sibongile kakhulu mpofu empofu baba yeah that was Mr. Mpofu in South Africa he says let's wait for 3 months at least and see what is going to happen but he says what he is hearing is that it's just a piece of paper nothing else he says when it rains when you are going to the grocery shops you may have problems. Get there, the man is gone, you know. So then we've got Tumnumzana Undebele, Oscar Park. Baba Ndex, Gunjani? I speak like a cool. So the telephone is going on in Debele?
Yeah, but you in
Yaguz. Yaguz, Yaguz. Gunjani, Kalanyon? Yeah, Posela Kundebele.
Ya uza umkhosi wamadoda lapha atshala kithi abantu baqala sibili ngomquba lo khona kodwa-ke akulanto esingayenza ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende wethu umuntu ongukhanda liyathisa uyazenzela into ayifuna noma abantu bengafuni now embone ngani kubonakala kakhulu Dube ikuthi bona bezama ukubiya amasimu indwangu kudala ziqedile emasimini into yona le ngabayiletha ngesikhathi kuqala i-multicurrency engxenye ngalo kuyazisiseka manje abantu sebakhupha imali zonke bantshontsha zonke imali zaphumela izweni kwakukhona besithi gaqabo kade sibethi bayafaka kezona izinto zabo abazifakayo manje uhlupho lwakhona lona lolo lokuthi abantu bakhona njalo lanxa uzama ukuthi uba-advise ungaba-advise bathi wena ngoye-opposition abafuna ukukuzwa so yikho lapho embone ngani kule nkinga khona kakhulu kodwa-ke hhayi mina njengomuntu ovele ngasikele amabandla kanjalo mina vele lo ngaye ngatho ukuthi hhayi mina izaphu yehlulwa kudala vele sengiyintandana engelabani
sokukhangela
nje ngithi hhayi sizabona ngakho ukuthi lakokala khona indlungu loxhawuxhawu ngoba nto wonti kathesi abantu sebephiwa amabhondi wona lawa Dube sebeqalisile ukureta angikwazi ukuthi ireti yobayithethe ngaphi kodwa kungenani ke baba ngibona ngani sizajayela nje ngokuya kwesikhathi mina ngokubona kwami kodwa njengondebele ngibona ninto leyo suziyendawo Dube
yebo phela
njengoba ezakwenza i-consultation undoda lowu njengoba esithi ukuthi uzaconsulta abantu vele ibhondi lakhona seliqalisele ukusebenza vele abantu bazahle bamdikithele ngayo so abakulwa kakhulu layo kokuthi angikwazi vela sizabuye vele ngokubona kwami ngoba hayi abantu bazikwenzile babantu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele ikuthi ifoni lokhu sakhona Ndex ye ubaba Ndebele ngani seyisukile
lapho
ukhona ye qedisa khona pho Ndebele baba ngamafutshane
ya bengisithi mina hayi akuna ngendlela esingayenza dakana kithi ye sathi lapho ngukhangela nje siza ukuthi bona bathina abanikazi ngoba amanga amaningi ngalesi sikhathi mina angayibambi Dube ngiyibonile nje kuphela kodwa angayibambi
yebo phela
yebo baba
hayi Ndebele mbongile kakhulu Ndebele sibongile kakhulu lokuthi uhlala ubuya sibili kuhlelwa lapha uphosiphosela lo mbono sibili ojulileyo kakhulu sibonge kakhulu baba ye that was Mr. Ndebele he lives in Country Park and he says he doesn't support any political party in Zimbabwe but he says you know there's nothing that Zimbabweans can do here because they are dealing with a government that is not transparent a government that is not you know accountable. And so at the end of the day, they have to live with what is going on. So he says if you try to advise them, they always term you an opposition supporter. So it's really hard to deal with the ZANU-PF. And this gentleman is a former freedom fighter under the Zipra forces.
Let's go to Mr. Busisa Moyo. Mr. Moyo, is he on the line?
Yes.
Mr. Moy, there are some economists are fearing that the introduction of these bond notes might actually lead to inflation, as people might tend to hoard U.S. dollars and, you know, just to get rid of the bond notes. Are there fears like that?
Yes, I think the fears are there.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends ukuthi uhulumende uza aphatha njani indaba yakhona. Nxa umuntu engahamba ebank kabili kathathu, athole $1 so athole $2 for $2 in bonds, kuzaya ngokwesikhathi ngokwesikhathi kuzaphela. Abantu sebebona ukuthi hayi ibond leli kuthi ukuthi uhulumende ulobuqotho ekukhulumeni ukuthi i-1-for-1. Until that speculation nje abantu bayadizwisisa ukuthi liphathwa kanjani. Kodwa kuzathi ngokuya kwesikhathi xa uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi i-bond leyi kule facility le African Bank eyenza enelisa ukuthi kube yi-1-for-1. Xa kuliqiniso ngokuya kwesikhathi njengalokho esakubona kuma-bond coins angena kudala ngo-2014. Kodwa sicalisa kwaba nomsindo, kwaba lokukhaphazela njengalokho esikubona khona. Kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abemthova bathi hayi kasiwafuni, abezitolo bathi hayi kasiyiphathi i-bond coin. Sathi ngokuya kwesikhathi after about 3-4 months sabona sokuyiwo asebenzayo, kade siyiwo asebenzayo emthoveni, yeso asebenzisa ijintshi, akunamuntu okhuluma ngawo. So nxa, you know, ukwesaba lokhu, those fears that you are talking about, they will all depend on how government handles it. And the public sentiment, which, you know, is aphela ngokuphuma kweqiniso. Nxa iqiniso lingaphumanga, then those fears are very well founded, and inflation will come. But inflation is caused when you print too much. Nxa bengaprint amanengi ama-bonds, kuzaba le inflation lo ikhuluma njengoba ekuphumeni kwawo sokuthiwa ayarashiyenwa vele la malutshwa azarashiyenwa. So in such an instance you do not have inflation because the currency is actually short. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. So kuzamele baprinte sibilo kuzwayo nxa ukuthi inflation ikhanya. But abantu bona ikwesaba nje ukuthi sake sadlula laphana isigaba lesiyana esasilama-agro bills, lama-bearers check, abantu sebebona ngani yiwasephendukile. So kuyethuka lokho kukhona sibi.
And people seem to be a bit confused, Mr. Moyo, about the issue of the bond notes. What is causing this? Is it because the RBZ did not do enough in terms of their outreach program or outreach programs to educate people about the security features that some retailers were talking about, and, you know, just preparing people enough?
Look, I think public sentiment has generally been negative. No amount of selling would have really will really help, which is why Reserve Bank. I mean, we've been talking about bond notes since March.
That's true.
Talking about what they are and so on. The features, as you know, if you release features too early, too long, you open yourself up to counterfeit. So there are also principles of when you release. You can't release it and say, we're going to introduce this a year from now. It will encourage people to counterfeit the notes and so on and so on. So there are those limitations. But I don't think any amount of selling or trying to advertise would have. Could there have been more consultation? I think there could have been more consultation, perhaps with the general public and civic society. But from a business point of view, we've been talking about bond notes actively since April this year, talking to the governor and directly. Not through the media, but directly with him, having meetings and highlighting some of the issues, some of the concerns that are there, public sentiment, getting an understanding of how they're going to work, he is trying to kill with this bond note two birds with one stone, as I said to you. One is an export incentive, the other one is a liquidity problem. It becomes a little bit confusing in certain instances, because one side you've got an export incentive, one side you've got a liquidity solution of sorts.
I don't know if we still have Professor Chivije. No, I think the phone dropped. Maybe let's just read some few messages, Gibbs, on Facebook. We also have Mumvumi Tawanda Achiti. Vamwe vanoda mitemo yekudzimba dzevamwe zvekwawo tsho unovaka sei musha wako. I think that was in response to kune muanga ataura kuti vana Zambia vane mari dzavo. Leo Tatenda alo anoti iye hello bond notes saka anenge achizoita here kuita exchange rate tabuda mhiri kwemakungwa. Then Godfrey Hlachwayo anoti iye kuwedzera nhamo munyika maitiro ehurumende yava Mugabe murombo acharamba achitambura mupfumi achiwedzera zvaainazvo. Albert Gumbore Shumba anoti ngatingotambirei next zvakafanana ukatumira mari kumba havaiwane saka zviri nani rishandiswe. Nathan Jamu anoti iye kupa pfungwa dzedu kupedza nguva Zimbabwe ndeye munhu one anoita zvaanoda. Gibbs.
Wati swereke kunkosikazi Debra Mukasa kunjani usakonekiwa nemam
lenkon
ye asikulumeke ngokuti ke nanka amabhondi zekhona khonapho ukhulumile ukuthi bekuhamba njani lapha lalapha kodwa ke kuyagcina vele ukuhamba njani wona ngokuzwa kwakho nxa ukhuluma labantu ibathini vele ukuthi bagcina bewasebenzisa ngalolu hlobo kumbe sokuthenitheni akutsho ke ngamafitshane khonapho sizoma
nxa nixoxa lamavendazi bakhanya besithi kuzaba lokuginyana-ginyana okuthize like sokuzaba labo-exchange rate sokuzaba labosiphatheleni azabe baqalisa ukuthi intshatshintsha kuzaba kukhiswa kwezimali ukuthi thune sekubhema like njengokutsho kukababa omunye oko wakhuluma lapho esithi khona abazahlala benothile ibona lapho abazabe belokhu benothile ngoba khona phakathi on the ground ukuthi nxa kuzaba labo exchange rate balutshwane abakwaziyo ukuntshintshatshintshana kwezimali zangkhona like njengoba ngakathesi nxa abantu abanjengabantu abasebenza kumahulumende ogovernment amapetroli nezinye izitolo ezingathi sikhangelele kizo lapha kade siwuthenga khona kungathi intengo ziphansi nxa sebehle besicala then nxa sebehle befake okungamasensi phezulu kuyukuthi isuka ngaphi bayicalculate njani. So kunzima kakhulu lapha kuzaba lokunzima obuthize noma ke sithi siza kudayela but mina bengithi ngokubona kwami abanye ngiqoqa labo bebesithi hawu ano-G N U owayenze kwaba ne-currency leyana yokuthi kube i-currency esebenzayo isiwile. So iZimbabwe kayisebenzi isiya phambili isebenza ibuyela emuva which is not conducive ebantwini beZimbabwe. Kasiphili kuhle sibili kasihambelani nakho noma nje bengakufosa ukuthi sibe nakho kodwa kusho ukuthi vele siza kujayelela khatshana kunongukuthi ufose umntwana kuthi ezetshomoliya yona inyama eyikhangele efridini yona kuloku ukuthi thebani imthomoliya inyama le imelela abantu bemzini.
Hayi siyawuza kakhulu ubambe khonapho ungayikhashana ntombendala. So she says it appears as if Zimbabwe is not moving forward, you know. She's talking about the GNU era.
Mm-hmm.
She says, of course, those guys actually brought a lot of stuff, like the US dollar, like the rand, and all those other currencies. But now Zimbabwe is going backwards. Mm-hmm. Like it's introduced these bond notes, which she said previously.
Mm-hmm.
That is confusing vendors. You know, they don't even know what to do, and they're not happy at all for these bond notes. So yeah, that's it, man.
Regai tinzwe kune vamwe vatereri. Tina mukoma Makombe Jafet. Makadi mukoma Jafet kunyanga.
Andreo Faraka izvo makadiwo enyu.
Aiwa isu tiri nani. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu. Auya here ma bond notes kunyangawo.
Pari tina tisati tawana ma bond notes kunyanga izvezvi.
Mhm. Asi vanhu vari kuti kudii muri kwatambira here kana azoya.
ikozvine vamwari kumatambira vachiti maybe nekuti ma $2 ne $5. So I think that will work pane papa US dollars $1:1.
Ko dambudziko remari rakamira sei?
Hello.
Dambudziko remari rakamira sei kunyangawo?
Kuno kumari iri kunetsa. Zvekuti hatizivi kuti zvichamira sei.
Saka munoona achizobatsira here kugadzirisa dambudziko remari mabond notes?
As we speak, anogona kubatsira ehe, asi nerimwe divi hatizivi kuti weri zvinji bhozi vamwe vari kuritambira vamwe vacho havasi kufara naro. Saka hatizivi kuti zvichafamba sei. Rinogona kutibatsira bhozi kwagara kuchitonesa mari. Saka zvinogona kutibatsira kuti ikanga yauya mari iyoyo, I think inosecurebet.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jafet kungoti nguva yedu ndo inenge yatifambei.
It's okay.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tienda kuna vachirava vari kuSouth Africa. Makadii?
Tinofara munofara here?
Aiwa, isu tiri nani. Munotiwo kudii nenyaya yemabond notes?
Inini, I'm very close nenyaya iyoyo. Ndakashanda mari yangu about 3,000 yanga iri kubank. Izvezvi ndiri kunzwa kuti mari iyo yamabond. Ndaitarisa kuzotenga mota kuno South Africa, but handichatokwanisi kutenga mota iyoyo nekuti mari iyoyo haisiko, yakanyura. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza, munoziva.
Saka
akudzokera kusituation ya 2008 futi yekuti zvinhu mumashopu zvakapera.
Saka mamboedza here kuti mubudise mari yenyu mukwanise kutenga motikari yamuri kudai?
Ndakazama, but ndakatadza kuiwana yese, but zhinji yakatonyura.
Chii chakaitika pamaedza kuti mutore mari?
Unopuwa $10 nhasi, mangwana upuwa 20. Mangwana ponza hapana. So ndorese apa unoita dzoka kubasa kunoku.
Saka makazopedzisira matora mari manje.
Mari yandakatora is only 1,000. Ine 2,000 yese yakasara kubhengi ikoko amabhoni.
Asi ka tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachiri kupiwa imwe vanenge vangaiti 50, handiti? Tukapuwa 50 bond ne 50 US dollars.
That is bank renyu kana richiita izvozvo, but mahinji ari kutonetsa. Handiri maona mani. Saka mabond notes aya atotivhiringidza zvinhu, ende tatodzokera kumashure kusingatomboiti, ende zvinhu zvichashaikwa futi kumashopu. Haukenisei kuti unongofuma wagadzira mari yakapera neus dollar kuti dhamba ana pfuna vese kuna maranza kuenda kungoti kuti munyuvesinga mambozoona kupi.
Aiwa. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma achirava.
Maita pa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's just quickly before we take our next caller go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line? Mr. Moyo, there are these concerns from people that they have their money in banks, they have their US dollars. Our last caller, Mr. Achirava, is saying that he had saved $3,000 to buy a car in South Africa, but unfortunately he cannot access that money. Is this not a problem?
This is a big problem, and this is the problem that the bonds are trying to solve, Baba. So you know, there are several challenges, as I said, you know, that they're trying to solve. People are spending time. They cannot get money out. So the government has introduced these bonds to try and help people to at least have the money in their hands and spend it. By coming up with this bond loan. So on the one hand, people are saying, we can't get our money out. And then on the other hand, they're saying, we don't want bond loan. Those two, they need to be reconciled. Because government, you see, the challenge which is not unspoken here is that government is starting to have problems importing U.S. dollars into the country. Nobody has mentioned that even on your program here. But government is now unable. We know that Angola, for example, has been, they've put an embargo on Angola. They cannot get U.S. dollars now into Angola. Zimbabwe is also following suit where we were importing large amounts which were coming into the country and going out. So this is a big challenge now for government. How do you keep importing U.S. dollars which go out? Because we then take it out to go and purchase things. Corruption also takes out illicit money flows, that see money moving out. I think Reserve Bank in May gave us a report to show that they had imported $784 million in a space of about 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So from May to May, they had imported $784 million, and mm-hmm. now what's left in the country is only 150.
Mm-hmm.
So which means a good $630 million is out,
mm-hmm.
Is out of the country and mm-hmm. cannot be accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the challenges that government has got, and the reason why people cannot get their U.S. dollars out of the bank is because the inventory of U.S. dollars is actually leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
So at least bonds will not leave Zimbabwe. They will stay here,
mm-hmm.
so people can get their money. And then those that want to import, because not everybody that uses money wants to import something.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, they are selling different things. There is a sister there that is mm-hmm. from the Traders Association here mm-hmm. in Blouin. You don't need to have a hard currency to buy, to buy things. People just want security, but that security can be received through savings, and your savings can be kept in dollars. That's fine. But mm-hmm. for trading purposes, we need something that won't leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. we'll come back to that point, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnumzana ke u Rapson Mwale. Baba Mwale kunjani khona ngapho ke eGoli?
Ngisikona njani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu Mwale, bonguthi kafu kafu sibili ngamafutshane sokusele 4 minutes, so siyakunika imizuzwana nje. Phosela khona.
Eh, hayi thina silenkinga nje engoba singaphandle kwelizwe ngoba khona manje angithi thini rand still kuthi ukuthi lisafana lokuthi ngona i value njengoba ilingana naye US dollar leyo bond. Kuthi ukuthi kodwa thina sizabe sihamba namarandi bona bebese besitshintsha ngebhondi. Yiyona inkinga enginayo.
Mm-hmm. So inkinga yakho ningapho khona khona.
Inkinga isekuthini phela mina ibhondi angithi angilisebenzisi ngapha eSouth Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So uma ngisiyathenga ngale bengitshintsha ngebhondi, kufana nokuthi mina mbanika imali bona banginika ibhondi into engasebenziyo.
Mm-hmm. So ke manje liza kwenza njani khona?
Hey, kusho ukuthi sisebunzimeni kakhulu. Sisebunzimeni, kusho ukuthi umuntu ole US dollar ngoyongane kumbe ungcono. Thina sile rand kusho ukuthi lokho silimala ngoba siyohamba ne rand besifike besinika ama bond note. I bond note ngeke ngicross nayo iborder ngize nayo eMzansi ngoba ngapha kayisebenzi.
Mhm. Ya kuzima khona.
Yeah.
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Mwale isibongile kakhulu lo.
Okay,
so Mr. Mwale is worried that, he lives in South Africa and he says when he goes home, mm-hmm. he's expected to exchange the rand for bond notes. So he says after doing that, when you go back to South Africa, you won't have any rands anymore because you have exchanged your rands for bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very worried, really, about that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we still have Mrs. Mkasa?
Yeah, Mkasa's like, it's the one. What do you
mean? Maybe you can
yes sikwethu zokona bo mkasa eh sikwethu ngamafutshane kona bo ke ukuthi pho ubona ngazani kuyagcina ngani konke lokho
angaze angivumelani lo moyo lokade ukukhuluma kathesi ethi informasetha ithengisa amazazi informasetha i-economy yethu yonke so asithengisi mazazi asithengisi muntu asithengisi whatever ade ukukhuluma khonoko kodwa ukuthi sizadidlela ngasoda we are crossing the border siseyahoda so nge-bond note asingeke sicrosse i-border sohoda so angivumelani lakho nakhona lokhu ukuthi ethi kade bakhuluma ngakho babekhuluma bekenguzekelisa bengekho bengangeni ebantwini so they must come back to people i-bond coin yabo bond note yabo beke beyibeke eceleni laphana sibuyele ku-US dollar lethu or even to rand sisebenze ngoba yiyo ebambe i-economy. So mina ngokwami angivumelani ndawo.
Yes,
siyabonga.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu ma.
Unfortunately, we have to call it quits. Time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Deborah Mukasa, the Bulawayo vendor. And also we want to thank Mr. Busisa Moyo, president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. And the first two guests that we had, Professor Chivije, an economist, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, a Bulawayo resident. We want to also also thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And this is Kip Stewart in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.